Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to take a look at biblical keys to answered prayer. Have you ever wondered what the key is that unlocks the door to answered prayer? Have you thrown up many a prayer and yet not seen results or received answers? God wants to give you answers to your prayers. This week we will take a look at what the Bible says about answered prayer. The first area I want to bring to your attention is this very simple principle that God commands us to ask. Some people feel perhaps reticent to go to the Lord with their needs or their heart's desires. They feel that they shouldn't ask of God certain things, or that they have failed so much that they don't deserve an answer to their prayers, and so they attempt to do things in their own strength because they do not even feel that they're worthy to ask God for help because of their many sins or shortcomings. And yet we are told over and over throughout Scripture that God desires and even commands us to be ones who ask of Him. In Matthew 7:7, we find Jesus' words very clear that tell us, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Here Jesus is exhorting the people to ask of God. And he's also revealing about the Father that he is such a good Father in heaven that he will give good things to those who ask of him. God wants you to bring before him the desires of your heart, the needs of your life, and to ask. The word ask that's found there in Matthew 7:7 means to beg or to crave or to desire or to require or simply to request. God wants us to make our requests known to God. Now, why would God do that? Since he is omniscient, he's all-knowing, he certainly knows everything you need before you ask, as the scripture reveals to us. And yet, he has put into place this amazing principle of requiring his people on the earth, those whom he created, to be ones who go to him in prayer and ask. In John chapter 14, we find another exhortation by Jesus that people should ask. And it says, starting in verse 13, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." That is a tremendous promise from the lips of Jesus, that if you ask anything in his name, he will do it. It almost would seem to the natural mind too good to be true, that we could ask anything in Jesus' name and expect to receive it. And yet here are those words in print that came from the lips of our precious Savior. "Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." God is saying here, Jesus said, that the Father would be glorified when you asked and you received. Just two chapters later, we find these words in John 16, verse 24. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So here we have several exhortations to ask. One that tells us that it'll glorify the Father, and the other one that tells us your joy will be full when you ask and you receive. God commands us to ask. Do not be reticent to come to God and ask of Him. He longs to answer your prayers. It's vital for every single believer to recognize that it is a commandment of God to come to Him in prayer asking. Now, asking is only one part of prayer. There are many types of prayer, and in Ephesians 6:18, it says in the Amplified Translation, pray at all times, and then it goes on to say, with all manner of prayer, and this means all types of prayer. So we understand from that verse that there are different types of prayer. Asking prayer, requests you could call them, or prayers of petition, are one type of prayer. But it's vital for us to understand that God commanded us to ask. You should not simply hide some things in your heart and hope that someday God will do them for you without ever verbalizing them to your Heavenly Father. The Father created every single human being for intimate relationship, intimate fellowship with Him. And part of intimate fellowship, whether it be with a human being or with your Heavenly Father, one critical part of that is that free flow of communication from heart to heart. God wants you to be one who will share the depths of your heart, the depths of your desire, the depths of your requests with Him. Not just hope someday God will see that it's in your heart and give it to you, but instead that you'll come to Him and you'll bring it to Him and you'll lay it at His feet. God commands us to ask. But how shall we ask? How shall we go about that? Well, the very first point I'd like to make is that in 1 John 5:14, we can be confident in our asking if our asking is done in the will of God. 1 John 5:14 and 15 say this, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him." So first of all, God commands us to ask. But secondly, we need to recognize how we should ask. And one way to know that your prayers will be answered is to ask according to the will of God. We find the will of God in His Word and also through revelation of the Holy Spirit. You can ask of God anything that is promised in the Word of God and be assured that He both hears it and will answer that petition. That is one key to answered prayer. So we know that we ask in the name of Jesus and we ask according to the will of God. James 1, verses 5 and 6 bring us another aspect of this asking that's vital if you want to see your prayers answered. We are told in verse 5 of James 1, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Again, we have this promise. If you will ask, He will answer. It will be given to you. Verse 6, though, tells us how we should ask. It says, "But let him ask in faith, without doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." Here we find an aspect of asking that we must adhere to. It is that we ask in faith without doubting. Asking in faith can be defined as believing and acting as if you are persuaded it is true. When you ask in faith, knowing that it's God's will for you to receive a certain thing, whether it be provision or healing, refreshment from God spiritual touch or blessing or any promise of the Word of God for His children, you can stand on that Word and ask in faith without doubting, believing you will receive what you've asked for. So you're asking in faith, and that means you're confident in God that what He said, He will also do. You are asking in faith when you are confident that He who made the promise is faithful and will give it to you. God wants you to be a person who asks in faith without doubting. Whether the circumstances look like they'll work or not, you must still ask in faith. So when you pray in faith, after you've done that, you then must continue in an attitude of believing until the answer is seen. This is one key to answered prayer. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying biblical keys to answered prayer. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.